mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. The text is from Hebrews, the 12th chapter. These incredible words, listen to them again. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was being commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. This is the text. My dear brother and sister, it was tough. If Moses was trembling in fear, imagine how you and I would have feared. We probably would have just turned to dust and die. No one could survive the harsh words that God spoke. I gave you a sampling of what they were referring to. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. The Ten Commandments read by God, or spoken by God. Imagine that. It's harsh enough for us to read them out of the catechism or of the Bible. But hearing it in God's voice, that was something frightful. Moses, the great Moses, the friend of God, whose life was saved graciously by a miracle of God when he led in his own way Pharaoh's daughter to the weeds of the Nile River and retrieved the basket with this bouncy baby boy, and they called him Moshe, out of the water. That's his name. Moses, the friend of God, who is tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, when he sees something funny. A bush on fire, but it's not being consumed. He goes up close, and God speaks to Moses. And God equips Moses to do a special job for him. Go into Egypt, tell Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, let my people go. So Moses and God are working very closely together. Moses, at the command of God, strikes the water of the Red Sea and it parts. God and Moses working together. And now when God gives his law, Moses is shaking, is trembling in fear. That must have been something. The mountain, Mount Sinai, shaking, trembling. Fire and smoke and gloom and darkness all mixed together. The trumpet blast so loud that it would render the people's ears deaf. And they begged, please, Lord, don't speak another word or we'll die. That's what that was. Then enters Jesus and speaks words, go and sin no more. Your sin is forgiven. Your death has been paid for. You are mine. Come unto me, you who are overburdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. These sweet words come from our Savior's mouth. Mount Sinai was the Lord's pulpit. That must have been something. When the Lord possessed that mountain and spoke from it to his people. He speaks the Ten Commandments to them. And nobody can live by that standard, because this calls for holiness. And the listeners, the audience, like you and me, were sinners. Holiness and sin do not mix. So how do we get to the holy Lord God? We could not have borne that sin as well. We are sinners and we recognize it. But that's when Jesus comes, and that is because Jesus comes, we are healed. He comes with his righteousness and gives it to us. It's borrowed righteousness. Until we make it into that joyful assembly with thousands upon thousands of angels, Jesus comes and delivers to each one of us, name on the envelope, an invitation to the joyful assembly, to the party in heaven. You got the invitation when the pastor baptized you and said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is your ticket. That is your invitation. That is your assurance to be in that joyful assembly upon thousands of thousands. So the author of Hebrews says, listen, Israelites, he is talking to the Israelites. That's why the book is called Hebrews, a letter to the Hebrews. Hebrews, stop fooling yourselves. You did not come to a mountain that can actually be touched, Mount Sinai, that's shaking with gloom and doom and blasting horns and trumpets. And words so harsh that you cannot bear them. But you have come to Mount Zion. We are in a new reality now. Jesus came and died for you and makes you his. Stop living in the past. What a lesson. How often do we live in the past? And a sin committed against us, or a sin that we ourselves have committed there, keeps gnawing away from our happiness, at our happiness, and life itself. If God lets go of the past, why should we not do the same? Especially if he says, see, I am making a new thing, a new reality, a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Sinai and the law and the bad news and the sacrifices and sin, all of those things are gone. And they are gone to you and me for all practical purposes already now. In August 2019, all the past is gone. That is God's grace in Jesus. That's the difference that he makes. Jesus grants us residence. Heaven. He puts our name on the door. This room I prepared for you, he says. He said that much to his disciples. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. I'm going there to prepare a room for you. And then I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. And what you're doing today, tonight, at this minute, is getting ready to go with him back to heaven when he comes and calls you on a time and day known only to him. But it is known to him. And that's one more reason for us just to relax and bask in his daily blessings rather than to worry and spend time in affliction and anxiety. How will this happen, and how is this, and what if that happens? Jesus, with his death on the cross, took care also of your anxiety. Your name is on the guest list of that joyful assembly. You present yourselves to the doorman, and in you go. That will be the great wedding feast of the Lamb in His kingdom. The Lamb is Jesus, and His bride is the church. And just like in any wedding, there will be ushers there. And if you look closely at the name tags of the ushers, there you will be seeing your father and mother, grandfather and grandmother, all the way down to the earliest recollections of your family. They are all there, the redeemed of the Lamb in His kingdom. So today we are reminded that we still are living in the times between Sinai and Zion. And the way to get from the law into the bliss of heaven is to hop on a 210-foot tall mount, a slight hill in Jerusalem called Mount Calvary or Mount Golgotha. What happened there bridges Sinai to Zion. That you can trust. That bridge is solid because it is the eternal God Himself, Jesus Christ, who built that. Let our dear Jesus come and lead us in our endeavor to tell the whole world that is still living in the shadow of Sinai to stop worrying and start believing. And that solves their problem. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which is greater than all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Depart in peace.